This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. World leaders expressed grave concern Sunday, a day after Israeli airstrikes on the Gaza Strip killed 8 more children and demolished a building housing international media outlets as Palestinian militants fired back barrages of rockets. Israel's Air Force flattened a 13-floor Gaza building Saturday housing Qatar-based Al Jazeera and the U.S.-based Associated Press news agency after warning to evacuate. Al Jazeera's Jerusalem bureau chief accuses Israel of attempting to silence reporting. U.S. President Joe Biden, in a phone call Saturday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, expressed his grave concern over the flare-up of violence, as well as the safety of journalists, according to the White House. Palestinian health officials say Israeli air and artillery strikes on Gaza since Monday have killed 145 people, including 41 children, and wounded another 1,100. Israel's military claims Palestinian armed groups have fired at least 2,300 rockets at Israel, killing 10 people, including a child and a soldier, and wounding over 500. Its air defenses have intercepted many rockets. Gaza has no such system. The U.S. State Department says an American envoy will hold talks Sunday with Israeli leaders before meeting Palestinian officials to seek a sustainable calm. The U.N. Security Council also meets Sunday to discuss the violence. Washington blocked a meeting scheduled for Friday and is being criticized for not doing enough to stop violence. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators staged protests across the world, including in Paris, where police used water cannons against them. This is VOA News. The U.S. and British embassies in Myanmar are expressing concern about reports of fierce government attacks on a western town where martial law was declared Thursday. A local militia group said Saturday government troops backed by helicopters were shelling the town. The group is made up of opponents of the army's February takeover that ousted the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. A Myanmar state television broadcast Saturday night confirmed the fighting and said the town's defenders have been putting up stiff resistance against the army. The British embassy says the military is using weapons of war on civilians. The Islamic State claimed responsibility Saturday for an explosion inside a mosque near the Afghan capital Kabul, killing at least 12 people during Friday prayers for the Eid al-Fitr holiday during a ceasefire. The Taliban insurgent group declared the three-day truce for the holiday and condemns the Afghanistan attack in a statement. The blast came less than a week after an explosion at a school killed 80 people, most of them schoolgirls. The Taliban also denounced that attack and no one claimed responsibility. U.S. officials believe that may have been the work of a rival militant group such as the Islamic State. Such groups have not signed on to the holiday ceasefire. Violence has increased in Afghanistan as the United States has begun an operation to withdraw all its remaining troops over the next 4 months. Los Angeles Lakers basketball legend Kobe Bryant was inducted posthumously to the U.S.'s Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame on Saturday after months of delay due to the pandemic. The 5-time NBA champion died last year at age 41 in a helicopter crash alongside his daughter and 7 others, shocking the world of professional sport and sending his many fans into mourning. Bryant's widow, Vanessa, offered an acceptance on his behalf as Michael Jordan stood by. Other honorees in the 2020 class include 10-time WNBA All-Star Tamika Catchings and 4-time Olympic gold medalist, as well as 15-time NBA All-Star Kevin Garnett and 3-time NBA Finals MVP Tim Duncan. And Greece formally opened to visitors on Saturday, kicking off a summer season it hopes will bring back its vital tourism industry battered by the coronavirus pandemic. After months of lockdown restrictions, Greece also opened its museums this week, including the Acropolis Museum, home to renowned sculptures. Foreign tourists are now allowed in the country if they have been vaccinated or can show negative COVID-19 test results, including travel between regions and to the islands. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.